This attack has changed things. It's changed the landscape. Americans want something done. It's been 14 years since 9/11, and we are no safer.
Former CIA operative Robert Bayer. A part of the problem is the training the terrorists are getting.
If the safe haven that ISIS enjoys exists for longer periods of time, they are going to evolve in their understanding of how not only to exploit things like travel to North America and Western Europe, but target selection. The target selection we saw in Paris and San Bernardino is not the large-scale attacks that we've seen in the past, and it's not even the iconic targets, things like the Twin Towers. I would fear that the evolution we will see if ISIS continues to exist is they're going to grow in sophistication about how they build terror cells. The flip side of that, though, and one of the surprises of California is whether we're seeing a wave of terrorists who aren't interested in selecting targets that are iconic.
Former U.S. senior national security official Philip Mudd. And Bayer says there are more questions about the suspects than there are answers.
You know, the president said, yes, you can't do an organized attack. Now, I'm not so sure about that. And it's more of these homegrown attacks, but I'm not even sure this was a homegrown attack.
But Philip Mudd is sure of one thing.
If you look at the range of what happened, they acquired the weapons. They did the military training to learn how to fire the weapons. They chose the target. Trying to figure out how to stop this kind of attack in the future, I know people are looking for answers, but I guess at every step, I want to know, where are you going to find an answer?
J.J. Green, WTOP News.